Warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM, to Les Kutsi, right?
That's correct.
Of Airworks Racing. Good to see you, man. You've done this before, eh?
Oh, we have. Just not with you.
Piece of cake for you.
Just not with you. So nice to have change as good as a holiday. We like Mike and we like Dave, but we'll see how you fare, Dave.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm going to be rated later out of 10.
How much business comes in through the door? Is it, because they're listening to Dave, they're tuning in,
We'll smash them both. Okay.
I've had my space.
All right. So, Les, tell us about Airworks Racing. Where is it and what is it?
Dave, for all the new listeners out there, and obviously you that we haven't had a chat before, Airworks Racing is a motorbike shop in Umhlali that we own. It's a family business, and we also last year, February, we started Airworks Cycles as well. So all things two wheels is what we've hopefully got everybody covered on, and we do a good job of that. So, we're a big boy dealer, so we sell all the big boy scooters that all the kids go to school and back on, and just actually everybody at the end
of the day.
Seriously, do
they do that, the kids?
Yeah, from the age of 16, you can get a learner's license.
Wow.
Get yourself a 125 scooter. They start at about 20 grand.
Are you on the road then, officially?
Yeah, 100%, Jonah.
Okay,
legal on the
helmets
road.
Helmets and...
Yeah, 100%. And then obviously we are, the big boy delivery bikes. We sell a lot of those, and Checkers obviously are the big gang on those ones, so we look after those boys, and then everything in between. So we do a lot of off-road motorbikes. We've got in the big boy range, we've got the farm utility vehicles, we've got the commuters, we've got the little pit bikes for the kids that want to start riding and that kind of thing. So we've got the whole range, an affordable range, importantly. And then to back it, we've obviously got the full service center and parts and tires and everything that you need to keep them running and maintained and look after them. And then later last year, we became the Vespa agent for KZN as well. So we're the official and only Vespa dealer in KZN. So we obviously, again, do all the servicing and maintenance and repair for the current fleet that's out there. And then if you're in the market for a nice new Vespa, we've got some demos, so come and phone us, book a demo, come and see us, and then we've just got the whole range as well. So, and then one more, we've got the new Covey, which is a rally bike, which has just done so well on the Dakar now, and it's a rally bike for 208,000 rand, which is sort of unheard of. It ticks all the boxes. It's an amazing bike. I cannot get over how good it is. So,
Les, again, what do you ride?
Me?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything, hey?
Have a big baby, the one that goes quick, I'm imagining. Here.
You know what? I'm more of an off-road guy myself.
Okay, all right.
And I do a lot of coaching and off-road riding. We're one of the sponsors for the Iron Horse Enduro Series, which I'm very lucky to have my daughter in the studio with me today. And she is a rider with me as well. She's 14, and she's on a Husky 150. And they do all the enduros with me. My son races as well. He's just picked up a little sponsor of his own. So he's starting the cross country series, and he races and rides off-roads with us as well. So
it's funny how things run in the family. I was just talking about my boy being on radio.
Yes, that's right.
A million years after me, and your family are all riding bikes. What about the missus? Does she ride?
You know what? The missus looks after the back end of the business for us like nobody's business. And we have tried, but it's just not her thing.
Okay.
So she is starting to ride a bit of the bicycle sides. So on the bicycle side, we've got the e-bikes, we've got the normal bikes. And, those are also amazing, amazing machines. And so she's starting the cycling, getting her feet wet on that.
You guys sound big. You do in the work that you're doing throughout KZN.
Yeah, it started, it really came from nothing at the end of the day about 3 years ago. It was quite funny. Somebody on Facebook said, look, if there's anybody in this town that can just do a wash and lube and change my tire, because in his estate, he wasn't allowed to. And I used to have a virtual reality business, or I still do. But after the COVID and the market and the marketing died and the eventing died down, I took it on as a sideline thing just to sort of keep my staff busy and my workshop and that. And very quickly, we became one of the biggest dealers for Big Boy
in
the country.
Man. Well done.
One of the biggest scooter dealers in KZN.
Sure.
And massive service center. And we try to look after everyone.
Tell me this: do you look after the Checkers 60/60 bikes? Is that what you said?
Yes, we do.
Is there any chance of you installing a limiter on every single one of those? Oh man, oh, it's not your bikes, it's the way they drive.
No, you know, yeah, you know what, they've all
they
got their quotas
to meet. Wrist.
It's like the taxi drivers. Yeah. You know, they've got their quotas, and if they don't meet it, they don't make the margins. Ooh. And they can't do it. So they, yeah, they, you know, they are reckless. We have a little chat with them every now and then, and it costs them, hey? You know, it comes through, and their bikes take a bit of a pounding because they've hit a pothole too fast.
100%.
Or they've, you know, they're heavy on their chains and sprockets and that. So it hurts their back pocket for the way that they do drive. And the ones that do drive well, you know, their bikes are in perfect nick and don't cost them as much to maintain. they're a laugh a minute, those guys.
Les, we're going to talk about bikes for schools, and also you're now home to the world-famous virtual reality simulators at your place as well. All right, we'll have a look at that just now. But just before that, let's have some clout from Substitute. Airworks, okay, what else do we need to know? Situation, where you are, we know. Times that you're open, is it 7 days a week?
6 days a week, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 1.
All right. Any kind of bike you can sort out. Any problem you can sort it out.
We got you. We service Harley Davidsons, BMWs, anything with two wheels. We got you covered. So like I say, we got a couple of brands that we look after, but no, we got you covered.
All right. Now also, we won't touch on this for long, but you were home to the world famous virtual reality simulators too, which you take out on the road for gigs.
Yeah, you know, so we used to do this, that all started really, and we've got a couple. We've got motorbike or motocross simulators, and we've got go-karting, and we've got mountain biking, jet ski, surfing is quite a big one. And yeah, you know, we've always got those available. That's sort of where I started. But yeah, if the guys are looking to spice up the events, we still have them available, sure. And we don't have space for them to run them at the shop anymore like we used to.
All right.
But no, if they want to, they can.
That'd be a lot of fun, right?
It is good fun.
Of course it would be.
I've got a video on Facebook. It's done about 10 million views. The guy thinks he's going to die. It's hilarious.
Okay.
But
all right. Now, you were talking off air about you supplying bikes, as in the ones you pedal,
yes,
to schools in the local Ballito area. What's that all about?
You know, Dave, so obviously at Holler Trails on our doorstep, yeah, we have the most amazing trails that a lot of the guys use. Thursday tomorrow we are assisting this year with the Sugar Rats Club, and they ride every Thursday afternoon from 4 p.m. onwards, and we'll be there to support. And you know, we obviously can sell your bike or sell your spares or you service your bike or that kind of thing. But what's happened is now all other schools have done the exact same thing. So Ashton have just picked it up, Curro doing it, Mshlali School obviously doing it, and we just it's quite new to a lot of the schools, and we're just offering across the board, if you are getting your kids into it, come and see us. We've got a 10% discount for you if you walk in your, you know, pop in your school uniform. And whether you're buying a bike or just need to service your bike quickly, or you know, get a helmet or a new set of gloves, or you're outgrowing your pants or whatever it is, 10% across the board to the schools. We want to be the helpful guys and look after them. So
you're hoping that you get a contract, in fact, to supply all schools in the Ballito area. Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would, but it's individual. So the bicycles are owned individually by them.
Right.
And it's not a school thing that we're going to supply the schools per se,
okay,
but we're there to support anybody that's needing that.
All right, now keep it in the family is keep the way you're going, because mm-hmm. your beautiful daughter Amber is here as well. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
Good. Tell us about your antics on bicycles.
If I may, I got a quick question. So Amber's been riding with me now for a couple of years. She's like, it's a hardcore sport, enduro riding. I got a question for you, Amber. As a girl and as a lady in the sport, and it is a good tough sport to have. What is your advice for anybody wanting to get into it and start riding as a youngster, or just or as a as a lady in the sport?
I think to just go for it and not think about it too much. And yeah, just to not think about it and try and have fun.
Just get out there and have some fun, right? That's what it's about.
What's been your best part about it?
That's what life should be about.
Falling and getting back up because, well, it makes me strong.
All right.
Good.
Like getting back on the horse, right, yeah, isn't it? Similar thing.
She gets a lot of practice at that.
Thank you. Les, anything anything final?
No.
I tell you what, give us your website. You must have a website.
You know what? Socials are the... we do have a website, but it's quite pointless, to be completely honest. The best is actually following us on our socials. So we are
on Facebook. Okay.
Instagram, right. Facebook. We are very... TikTok. We're not banned like America, so...
No, it's come back.
Oh, they've got it back.
Oh, Donald doesn't mess around.
I like them. I like it.
TikTok is back.
Back, baby. Anyway. No, so we're on all the socials. Come and visit us. We'll look after you across the board. Thanks for having us,
Perfect.
Dave.
Les, thank you for being here. Amber?
Thank you.
Lots of love to you, man. Thank you so much.
Well done, Dave.